Thank you.
Thank you so much. We want to remind everybody that we do have records and cassettes and CDs and the such and the like over at the Rounder record table. They're all on sale over there. We've got the new CDs and the old-timey cassettes. Maybe even a few 8-track tapes, who knows. We got a song we want to do for you now that was written by a great singer, songwriter, guitar player named Greg Brown. It's about an event that happened back in 1933, the death of the father of country music as we know it today. Of course, I'm talking about the old singing brakeman, Jimmie Rodgers. And you know, he succumbed to the old consumption, or TB as it's known now. And when he died, he was in New York City, and they put him on a long, slow train that ran all the way from up there to Meridian, Mississippi. And we talked to a guy that said, yeah, you know, my dad saw the train that carried Jimmie Rodgers home. And the engineer had the throttle down as low as it would go, and he had the whistle open wide open so it made a low squalling sound as it went down the track, sort of like. Kind of like that. But anyhow, that's what this song's about. It's the experience of one family that lived along the path of the train that carried Jimmie Rodgers home. Oh, come along, my dear. The time is drawing near. We'll have to walk down where the field is overgrown. The sunshine claimed his life. We dare not miss the sight of a train carrying Jimmie Rodgers home. We've had some hard times these past few years. Lost the fun, almost lost the spirits too. Oh, but it's the strangest thing when we heard that man sing. Oh, we knew somehow I can hear that whistle blow, that old train is rolling slow. Sound like it's crying on the scene of breakman too. Back to the sun, he south he'll go, and he'll never roam no more. Here comes a train carrying Jimmie Rodgers home. Train carrying Jimmie Rodgers home.
goes a train carrying Jimmy Rogers home.